mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two. We've got Sully Castillo, top DEA agent in Latin America, highly decorated Army sniper in Vietnam, witness CIA drug dealing, officially sanctioned by the White House. And let me talk to you about how these Lazada murder crews, these Mexican troops trained by the U.S. government, the clear evidence that they're still working for the U.S. government, going after cartels and other drug dealers that don't pay their cut. These are the groups ravaging the Southwest. That's coming up in 30 minutes, and we're going to be taking some of your calls here in just a few. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to Charles Goyette, and the website is charlesgoyette.com, G-O-Y-E-T-T-E. Talk show host there with a lot of great listeners in Arizona. He's a libertarian and fired for not basically propagandizing for the Iraq war by Clear Channel. Charles, I've got some news I want to throw out at you.
All right, can I tell just one quick media echo chamber story?
Sure, you're
just
there.
Just get it off my chest.
Sure, you're there at the 2000 endless vote counting in Florida, and you're at this bar every night sitting around with all the big media people, but they get their notepads out at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, and so they all get their leads for their next day's story off what's on Larry King's show. And that's the extent of their reporting. But at the same time, we're sitting in that restaurant. There's a story unfolding under all of their noses. We're sitting in this restaurant back in the kitchen. The kitchen help, the day staff, the bus boys, the cooks, the waitresses, the bartenders, they're back in that kitchen and they're making thousands of sandwiches, Alex, and they're bag after bag after bag of sandwiches, and they're popping candy in there and a sandwich and napkins and potato chips, thousands of these bags of candy. And I said, now think about this. There are all these great investigative reporters, right, from the from cable TV and the big news journalists.
But they're not. They're really just parrots.
They're just taking the Larry King show. And I asked the cocktail waitress, I said, what are they making all those sandwiches back in the back for? She says, I don't know, but those guys across the street ordered them. So I go across the street. It is the Florida office of the AFL-CIO. So I go over there and I look in the window. Yeah, they're working late. They're burning the midnight oil. So I go back and I realize that these guys at the Florida office, the AFL-CIO, are ordering these thousands of sandwiches the next day. There's supposed to be this spontaneous demonstration out in the courthouse square outside the outside one of the courthouses in Tallahassee, the capital of Florida.
And it was really a rent-a-mob.
It was a rent-a-mob. They hired Jesse Jackson. They paid him to come down there and be the keynote speaker to draw a crowd. And they've got thousands of people, and they're all filing in, and they're handing them their little sandwiches that have been made and paid for the night before. So I go in there, and I walk in the line, and I take my little sandwich, and they hand me a pre-printed placard to carry about the election. And I go in there, and I'm milling around. I start asking all these people that are protesting there in this so-called spontaneous protest, but got the free sandwiches that were ordered the night before from the AFL-CIO office in Tallahassee that was burning the midnight oil. I said, what are you doing here? First lady says, black lady says to me, well, I work at this textile plant in North Carolina. They bust us down here today. It's a mandatory union event. And I went,
and that's a major story of political manipulation. Simultaneously, the Republicans are doing similar things, but the media has been trained to never cover anything substantive.
So I start asking other people. There are people there from Alabama, people from Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, from every state, and it's supposed to be the spontaneous demonstration of these people from Florida, but it was all orchestrated. It was all paid for and orchestrated, and so I look the next day for how this story is reported. That night, it goes on NBC News. They talk about this spontaneous outpouring of people that just came together. And the next day, I get the story out of USA Today, the same thing. Not a word about the fact that this is all orchestrated for public consumption. This stuff goes on all the time. One more. This is my favorite one, Alex. This is a... I'll hold it.
Yeah, I want to hear that story, and then I want to talk about other propaganda. The Pat Tillman cover-up. Really unraveling for them, and how that ties into private Jessica Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to get into Patriot Act 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the gun owners will love it. Oh, register my guns, Bush. It's so conservative. It's all coming up after this quick break. And your calls, I promise, straight away on the other side, 1-800-259-9231.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second hour. It is the first day of June 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're about to go to the callers that have been holding patiently. We're talking to Charles Goyette, and it's charlesgoyette.com, a longtime talk show host, libertarian. They're on Air America affiliate in good old Arizona. We've been talking about media propaganda, media manipulation, the establishment media. And Charles, I want to go to calls here in a second, but I wanted to hit two more stories. The story I wanted to cover was Pat Tillman, but first you were going to give us another story of media, just mainstream media ignoring big stories hidden right under their noses.
This is a really good one. This tells the whole deal, and it's my favorite, and it's very short. Back during the lead-up to the war, one of the pretexts for the war, of course, was the weaponry that Saddam didn't actually have, and they used as evidence the aluminum tubes. Now, this was a classic story. The Cheney office, Dick Cheney's office, leaked the bogus story about the aluminum tubes
to the New York Times.
To the New York Times. The New York Times runs the story on Sunday morning. Later that morning, Dick Cheney shows up on Meet the Press with Tim Russert, and Cheney's making the case for the war, and he goes, "Oh, but there are aluminum tubes, and they're going to kill us all." And he says, listen to this, he says, "But don't take my word for it. It's in the New York Times." the same story that they had just leaked to him.
When he's the source.
When he's the, which our own Department of Energy at the same time was saying, nonsense, the inappropriate can't be used for that, not for those purposes. So, I mean, this is a way that they play the game. They leak the story, then they go on the air, and they cite the story that they leaked as a reference.
Well, it's
for
a lot worse than that. I mean, they create fake Niger uranium documents. They use 12-year-old graduate student documents as the latest MI6 information.
Doesn't it seem peculiar that there is a lot of counterfeiting going on, Alex, and nobody ever gets to the bottom of it? You saw the Galloway testimony to the Senate committee the other day.
We had Galloway on yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you something. He's got court. Court demonstrated that there were forged documents.
Well, he just won a $3 million judgment.
Now I'd like to know who's forging all these documents. Don't you think if we're going to have a succession of official investigations?
Well, the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence.
Well, yeah, it's actually a little thicker than that in my view, but that's the subject.
Well,
for
that's directly who we found linked to the Baghdad fake documents.
Yep.
And we know who controls that sock puppet.
Well, there were a group of neocons in there that were connected with people all over the world. The Niger thing came out of Italy. I guess you know Michael Ledeen had worked in Italy, had sources down there, and he may be a good place to start looking for where this Niger uranium story came from.
Yeah, I was talking about the Galloway story.
Yep.
Connected to the Pentagon Office of Propaganda, and they said, we're going to lie to you, but it's for your own good, Charles.
It's so nice of them, isn't it?
Now, one of the latest things, this has actually been out for 6 months, but or really longer than that. It was about a year ago he got killed, but now the general public's just learning about it. I talked about this 8-9 months ago, and you're a conspiracy theorist. Pat Tillman was fighting Al-Qaeda because they put that on the cover, charging an Al-Qaeda nest. Could have even been Bin Laden. My gosh, this is such a hero. You know, the poor football player who meant well.
Yeah,
they knew day one that our troops killed him. But, you know, the fire got called down on his position, got shot multiple times, and they just told the family to shut up. Well, they're not shutting up. And now they've given another press conference. This makes the Jessica Lynch fable look tame in comparison.
They had to. They knew the truth, and they wouldn't even tell the bereaved family until after they had their recruiting events. They had the public ceremony. They had the flyover by the F-16s. You may remember that all that public hype about him and the flyovers and the events in the stadiums and so on were just at the time that the Abu Ghraib story was breaking. And so they were desperate as well to bury that, to take that off the front pages. And they just exploited the Tillman story for everything that they could get. It was a cheap and shabby act. And if they will do that to somebody who selflessly thought he was serving his country,
but all
how much more will they do to the rest of us?
All of the chickens are coming home to roost now.
Well, in that case, but I mean, you run into these Kool-Aid drinkers, and you know it, Alex, that story by story by story, you refute the things that we have been told, you uncover the lies, you find out the misrepresentations all the way from the mushroom clouds to the drones to Pat Tillman, and still they continue to believe.
It's just amazing. It blows my mind, but I don't know. I think less and less people are buying into it. Because real conservatives who are good people are finding out that Bush is anything but a conservative, and I think that's the chink in the armor. As long as Bush can set himself up against the evil Democrats, which I'll say are pretty darn bad, folks, as long as he can do that, then, well, at least he's the lesser of two evils. But when you look at the actual policies, he's like Bill Clinton on steroids.
Yeah, he's simply one of the most reckless. Look, the primary tenet of conservatism is judicious action. So you don't go into a war if a war is avoidable. A wise man could avoid a war, he would avoid a war. There is nothing judicious, there is nothing moderate about his behavior. It is as reckless and financially foolish as anything we've seen in this country. The evidence is all over it.
We got the Downing Street document now.
Well, in fact, you've got a companion piece to the Downing Street document. Now you've got the British story that's broken about they've let the cat out of the bag that we intentionally doubled or actually quadrupled our rate of bombing to force Saddam to do something.
And that was the Times of London.
Yep, to play into our hands.
To get him to fire back.
To get him to fire back so that we could have the war that we wanted.
How dare him? We're bombing the cities for no reason to get him to attack us. Look, somebody fire any aircraft at us.
Well, you have to understand that there are people that were that are under all of those bombs. I mean, there's a human toll in this, and Bush is absolutely indifferent to that as long as he can prevail.
Well, he says he doesn't even read the newspaper. We got to be clear that Bush is a total puppet. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin, and then Robert in Colorado and others. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Charles, Alex. I have a unique opportunity here in southeast Wisconsin because WISN Radio, they have a talk host slot open, and I'm going to be applying for that this Saturday, June 4th. Okay. It is a clear channel station, so if either of you could give me any helpful hints or whatever.
Yeah, I got a hint for you.
Okay.
Don't use me as a reference.
Okay.
Just say you love the war, love world government, and want to turn all your guns in because you're conservative.
Well, I think people are getting really tired of that, and that's one thing that I want to give back because we've had a lot of problems.
No, I mean, they'll certainly like to be able to say they've got a counterbalance. They tend to do that, put somebody on late night or put somebody on the weekend and then say, oh, look, we've got a counterbalance. So, yeah, I mean, pitch them the truth and say, look, I'll be a, you know, counterbalance. You can claim objectivity and fairness. That might be a good pitch for you.
What they're going to do?
Never had a call like this. I'm now consulting you on.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to have a lottery system, and then we're going to have a live audience there. But if anybody listening from Wisconsin wishes to call in or email the station, it's WISN, and say, well, we wish to have this kind of programming. And
okay, Joe, thanks for the call.
Yeah, Joe, and take a tip from Alex and speak with enthusiasm if you want to be successful.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that. Alex, going back a little bit in time, you may have already talked about this, but I didn't get a chance to hear your opinion. What do you think is really going on with all the base closings that the government has announced recently, 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Really, it's been a part of a long-term plan going from the World War II model to a more modern model to invade multiple countries simultaneously, and it really is a forced restructuring, as they say. I mean, some things they talk about really are the truth. These bases are nothing but out-of-control pork barrel, and unfortunately, a lot of them get turned into prisons or prison factories or other things, so if they're going to turn into that, I'd say keep them open, but I'd rather just get rid of them and turn them into hike and bike trails. Comments, Charles?
Yeah, I feel much the same way. Look, they're overstretched, and if they're going to continue with their plans for world domination, they've got to find some economies some places to save. Why do you need bases in the United States? The American people are sheep. They'll go along with anything they're told. You need bases overseas when you're invading other countries.
Yeah, that's it. A fast mobile force. I mean, that's their own Pentagon war plan statement. So
they're really just trying to trim down the forces and save money. If that's probably legitimate, then you.
Well, I mean, they're spending more money than ever. You know, Charles talked about $600 billion budget. They're already getting that with what, twice a year, $80 billion supplemental packages, and then all the black op budgets. That's over $100 billion. This new budget is going to be $3.3 trillion all spent total.
Scary.
Yeah. Not $2.6 trillion, $3.2 to $3.3 trillion.
We have a new term here on the Charles Goyette Show. I'm going to see if I can copyright it like Pat Riley did with Three Pete. The new word is scroomed. It's a cross between screwed and doomed. We're scroomed.
All right, Robert. Thanks, Jim in Michigan. Go ahead, Jim.
Not all is bad news. South Bend lathes making new lathes again in Indiana.
Oh wow, a factory. Mm.
Yeah. And we got Carl Miller out of the nut house, and then we got him out of down there in Monroe County.
Okay,
jail.
That's an activist. Do you have any comments about the guest?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. But
sir, go ahead.
I tell you how you can end this whole thing. Do the consecration of Russia. This Pope covered it up when he was Cardinal Ratzinger.
Well, I'll say this. We have fallen away from God and lost our morals, and that's a big reason that this country's falling apart, but I don't know if the Pope can save us.
Well, they have to do it. Our Lord said you're doomed unless it's done. They did a consecration of Portugal right after Fatima, and that country stayed out of World War II. It raged around them. Check it out.
Jim, thanks for the call. I mean, I'll say this. If we ask God to heal this land and ask God to move us to be leaders, to stand up against evil, we can turn things around. You know, God helps those who help themselves. I mean, sure, pray, but also row away from the rocks, as a famous individual said, or a old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Charles, stay with us. We're going to come back and talk to Fred and others that are patiently holding, Fred Maryland and others. And then we're going to have Sully Castillo on. Talk about government drug dealing. Yes, bringing you the products. When your dumb kids use them, they put them in a private prison, working for 20 cents an hour, taking everybody else's jobs. We'll also talk about the Mexican drug gangs controlled by Lord Bush.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Back on the program here in the near future. Very interesting fella. Go to his website, charlesgoyette.com, and get all the details of his fine program. There, heard many areas, of course, in Arizona and worldwide on the web. Let's take a few final calls and hit a few final news items here in this short segment. Fred in Maryland, then we'll go across the country to Idaho. Fred in Maryland, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to know if you thought Deep Throat was... actually used by the Zionist, like, leg of the global elite to bring down President Nixon. Do you have any comments on that?
I mean, why would they want to bring down Nixon? Why would the globalists want to bring down Nixon? Why would anybody want to bring down Nixon in the establishment? I mean, the guy was price fixing and government manipulation and taking us off the gold standard and signing up with communist China and expanding the federal government and birthing just squadrons of horrible federal agencies. I mean, the guy was not a conservative at all, Charles.
Yeah, you are so right. I don't know. There must be something about conservatives. They sign up and then they go brain dead, because the idea that Nixon was a conservative, and you cited, for example, wage and price controls and firing people who tried to downsize government offices and save the taxpayers' money, and it's the same thing in the Bush administration. I mean, they're growing. The largest spending programs when Gingrich rolled into town have all risen, you know, the ones that were in the 94
They've
contract.
Got Congressional Budget Office graphs going back over 100 years, and every time a Republican's in, and I'm not defending the Democrats.
No, you're right.
I mean, it just, Mount Everest pops up every time.
Yep.
I mean, it's just explosive spikes because they know they can scam conservatives. We'll all go to sleep. When they're in there, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Anything else, Fred?
I just want to say I've been watching TV, and it's amazing how Pat Buchanan has really been defending Nixon and speaking bad against the guy known as Deep Throat.
Well, he worked for him. And look, I don't believe this guy is fully Deep Throat. We know that Kissinger was also doing some leaking. Deep Throat was a composite of individuals. That's what I have from very good sources. Charles?
Hey, I just want to mention one other thing before we're going to run out of time, that you and I spoke on my show last week, I guess it was, and we archived it on my show at charlesgoyette.com. We have our show archives. And Alex, you'll be happy to know, I'm happy to know, that you are in our top five of downloads from around the world.
Oh, really? Well, that's exciting.
You're Fred, in good company, yeah.
Fred, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Mike in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Excellent guest. Hey, maybe Charles would like to tell you guys about the special gun squads that are forming out of Phoenix now.
The special gun squads, enlighten me.
Yeah, well, they're just forming special squads of police.
Oh, yeah, no, you're talking about knock and talk with that psychopath Arpaio, where they go around going, "We want to talk about the guns you have, ma'am." Were you aware of that, Charles?
There is nothing that this man will not do. You know, there was a time that a couple of years ago he wanted to put up roadblocks in and out of our county. Every single car coming and going would be stopped and subject to inspection.
Listen,
this guy's insane.
Last night I watched about an hour of unedited footage inside his camp with a documentary crew who was there spending a week with him. Mm-hmm. The man is and I've interviewed him four times, is a lunatic. I mean, an egomaniac. He is, you ought to see it, folks.
He's something else. The other day he had an uncontrolled incident in his vehicle, ran into a shopping center. He said, well, the car suddenly accelerated by itself. And here's the problem.
Yeah, the guy was slurring his words in the video.
The news was virtually silent out here in Arizona. I mean, there was...
Everybody's afraid of him. This always happened 150 years ago. People got bad sheriffs.
It's just, it's unbelievable the way Americans have developed an attitude of kowtowing or deferring to power.
But that's conservative. Turning your guns in is good. I'm an evil liberal because I'm against that. What is there, some new development with the knock and talk squads?
No, I just heard they were forming special gun squads. It was in the paper down there. And how's the recall effort on Joe Arpaio crap going, Charles?
All right, thanks for the call, sir.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere, tell you the truth.
Well, that's because, again, gun control is conservative. I mean, some of these so-called conservatives really are Kool-Aid drinkers.
And it's the same thing on a smaller scale. I mean, this is the Bush administration on a small scale. Guy's drunk with power. He is fiscally reckless. He has run this Sheriff's Department budget just upside down and backwards. I mean, they hemorrhage red ink from every pore. He cannot manage a budget. He cannot manage a department. Everything that they represent about smaller government and so on is... Look, I mean, look, the evidence of a good crime control problem, good crime prevention problem is empty jails. Our evidence in Arizona is full jails. There's something wrong.
Well, he was stumbling around in this video, and I mean stumbling around, and he's going, yeah, the troops are in hot tents, and a guy goes, hey, I'm in the Marines, I just got back. We got air conditioners. He goes, shut up. I mean, he is just out of control.
Drunk with power.
Drunk with power is the operative term. Charles, I want to thank you for coming on with us, and Godspeed, my friend.
We'll talk really soon, Alex. I thank you very much. Enjoy visiting with you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, folks. We'll be right back with Sully Castillo, an incredible patriot, a good friend of mine. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Joining us here in a few minutes, just a few little notes and updates for you. First off, if you don't hear me endorsing a product, if you don't hear my voice endorsing it, chances are I don't support it. I just want to make that absolutely clear here on air. I don't sell magic creams or any of that type of stuff or magic orbs. I don't like being associated with it, and I'll say that on record. What I do like being associated with is the GCN Radio Network and their zero censorship policy, the great job, the wonderful support they've given me. And we are victims of our own success. Hundreds of thousands of people a day online listen to the radio show. And even big monsters like Clear Channel cannot give any of their radio shows up for free. They charge for everything because they just can't pay for it. Bandwidth is very expensive. Well, the network doesn't do what they do. Others who don't have that many visitors, I guess there's a few radio things out there that are free, but they don't get enough visitors for it to be a big bill, so they continue to offer for free. What the network does is they have an 8-bit 8 kilobit, which is listenable, that is free and will always be free. And a 16-bit and archives for, what, $7.95 a month, and then that pays for the employee to put the archives up and for IT and for the streams and for paying for the bandwidth, which, I don't know, has been upwards of, I don't know, $10,000 sometimes. And so we are able to offer the 8-bit and basically wake up new people, and at the same time, people that want to support the network can get a 16-bit membership or a 32-bit, which is incredible sound quality, you know, in the room with the person, by going to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. I don't make a red cent off this, but I believe in it, and it's important. And I want to support the network so we can continue to expand and do an even better job and provide our affiliates with all these great digital satellites, you name it. It's very expensive. So it's a way to get higher quality listening online and to support this network. I want to thank all those that have subscribed. We have monthly and then six-month subscriptions. You can also go to the website and pick an entire month of any show you want, including mine, for $19.95 on MP3, high-quality audio, plays on almost all the new CD players and on all computers. Again, folks, an entire month. Listen when you want, how you want. Those are $19.95, or get unlimited archives for $7.95 and beef it up for the streams to, what, $9.95. Great deal, GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. So please take action. And then two other notes. Coming up this Friday, 7 and 10 p.m., two showings. One isn't enough. 7 and 10 p.m., two showings of my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, the most powerful film I've ever produced. I'll give a short speech before, take questions and answers after, at the Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin. 7 and 10 p.m., the early show or the late show. People ask which show to go to. They're both going to be great. They're both going to be just as good. I'll have my books and videos there at some tables. I'll be there shaking your hand and always loving to get a chance to meet you and talk to you. And then, of course, coming up next week, Wednesday, June 8th, one showing, 8 p.m., Alamo Draft House Cinema on South Lamar. Now, it looks like the first showing may sell out even before people get to the door. On online. So go to InfoWars.com right now. Link through if you want to go to the first showing. And man, I got to put people on the guest list. I just remembered that before it sells out. I'm about to do that. Oh, man. I got to do that as soon as I get off air. Put people on the guest list, friends and people that are coming. They won't be able to get in. It'll be one time we had a showing and we turned away 200 people. I mean, I'm okay? That's why we're having three showings. So go to InfoWars.com, link through, get your tickets online at thedrafthouse.com. And if any of these do sell out, I'll post on the site and announce Friday on air so you don't show up and get turned away, because I hate that. If anything sells out by Friday, I will tell you on air. All right? But I don't think the online ticket sales will sell out for the 10 o'clock showing. But get there early at the door. And I think you can go a few days before and go ahead and buy a ticket now. In fact, I'm sure you can do that. So if you live in Austin and want to do that, I mean, we're victims of our own success. Maybe next time if we do this, we'll have a couple weeks where it's showing, and I'll come to a few of the events, because there's been that big of a response, and I want to thank Radio Free Austin and others for promoting this. So, again, that's coming up. And if you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law, my best film, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, to watch clips of the films that are free, to read about the different discounts and the different titles and all the other great videos I cover and carry. So please take action, 888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it all online, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, my best radio interviews, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, now into our 14th or 15th month of PrisonPlanet.tv, getting bigger and better every day. All right, Shelly Castillo, such an incredible individual, amazing courage, has risked his life valiantly in Vietnam for what he believed was a fight for this country, later found out that was a fraud, and valiantly went against the grain and stood up. fought in counterterrorism, counter-narcotics, you know, in raids on drug compounds all over Latin America. I mean, a real tough guy, not these punk SWAT team guys that raid little old ladies. The real deal. Did that for 12 years, moved up to the head of DEA's drug enforcement for all of Latin America. Very senior, you know, met with the Security Council, others, I mean, very high level, and found out the government was dealing the drugs. We've had Terry Reed on and others who were there on the other end, and Mina unloading the cocaine. And but he's here today to talk about that some, his incredible book, Powder Burns, his website, powderburns.org. He'll be with us for the rest of the broadcast, and we'll take your calls in the next hour, but please hold calls for now. Shelley, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation.
Shelley, just for those who don't know who you are, in a brief nutshell or thumbnail sketch, give us a synopsis of Shelley Castillo's awakening. You know, what happened in your life? Tell us about your roots, how you grew up, why you went to NAM, what happened?
Well, basically, I was come from a very patriotic family, tracing our roots back to the revolutionist Emiliano Zapata. And basically, every member of my family served our country. And like other families, we ended up paying the ultimate price with one of my uncles who was killed in World War II. My father himself was shot 6 times in the Philippines in an ambush. And being the only son in the family, you know, my dad says, you got to pay your dues to your country and serve your country in Vietnam, and which I probably did at that time period. Went to Vietnam, became a sniper and a combative, was awarded the Bronze Star for bravery, and of course the combat infantry badge and so forth. And it was there in Vietnam where I saw a lot of my fellow soldiers die of overdose of heroin. And I promised myself that if I did survive that war, that I would start my own personal war as an agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration, which I did in 1979. So,
and then the rabbit hole got a lot deeper. Please continue.
Yes, and basically, you know, I did serve my country in Vietnam, came back, and became a police officer for about 6 years, working the midnight shift from 11 to 7, and my first class at the university was at 7:45 till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would go home and sleep and get up again early in the evening to eat and do what I have to do and go back to work at 11 o'clock at night. I did it for 4 years, got my degree in criminal justice, and proceeded to apply for the Drug Enforcement Administration, and was hired in 1979. And, you know, at that time period, I was hired as one of the first Mexican-Americans that was assigned to the New York field office. And I was there in New York City working deep cover on organized crime families for about 4 years. And then the jungles were calling again, and this time it was in South America, where it was there that I saw that my government was involved with letting those third world countries sleep with the cartels in the name of democracy. And we were building what was known as cocaine democracies. So basically, from there, I just went to Central America, where I got involved in what was known as the Iran-Contra investigation, where every agency in our government was sleeping with the cartels and the enemies. And at the end of the day, I realized that my biggest problem was not the cartels, but the CIA itself being involved in drug trafficking. And I couldn't understand why one arm of the government was fighting the so-called war on drugs while the other arm was actually sleeping with the cartels.
Because then they get to centralize power, build private prisons, put our young people in them.
Exactly.
For 15 to 20 cents an hour. They then get to set up checkpoints and build outdoor camps like Arpaio. They're in Phoenix. They get to turn America into a police state.
And that's basically what's happening now today, and it's continuing to happen, and people are just standing still and not doing anything about it. And then you got to go back and remember that that's how Hitler started his whole regime on people were so scared to stop this individual, and before they tried, it was too late. They had created this monster.
Well, I'm looking at a picture here with you and George Bush Sr. I'm looking at a picture of you in Vietnam, pictures of you there on the side of the helicopter in Guatemala with your snub-nosed M16. And how long were you in Latin America before you began to learn who was, I mean, hardcore evidence? of course, you got inklings. So go through when you first got inklings, and then when you finally got all the hardcore evidence of who was really behind the majority of the narcotics.
Well, my first inkling was in Peru, and when I was humping the jungles of the Amazon, the Huayaga Valley down there in Tingo Maria, a little village called Tingo Maria, it was the first time I saw the Peruvian military playing soccer ball with the Colombian traffickers. And it was then and there I realized that that there was no such thing as the war on drugs, because even in those little villages in the Amazon, people did not deal in Peruvian money, but they dealt strictly in dollars. Even the banks from Peru would fly down to those villages and pick up dollars for the banks. So it was there then that I realized that something was definitely wrong with this picture.
Well, to use a fictional example, and by the way, he just got busted at a checkpoint. Oliver Stone lived with the cartels, and then of course he wrote Scarface. And that film, I've talked to so many former top drug dealers, so many government agents. They say that film is so accurate. It shows how the banks and the U.S. government are really controlling the drugs. And Tony Montana, this fictional drug lord from Miami, meets with the U.S. government with a top drug lord, you know, deciding how to assassinate people there in the film. But in reality, that's really going on.
Absolutely, especially now. People say Mexico's poor. Mexico is one of the richest countries in the world. We have more banks in South Texas than we do 7-Elevens or Circle K's. That kind of indicates and tells you that there's more drug money in this country than ever before in the history. And I've said it once, and I say it again. If we were to stop drug trafficking today, our banking systems would collapse. That's how much they depend on that drug money.
It's unbelievable, Shelley. Let's go over some of the hardcore evidence of U.S. government complicity. And they go, well, I hear about them busting cartels. Those are cowboys. As they say in Scarface, the corrupt cops telling Tony Montana to pay him off. He says, you're going to feed me bus. You know, we like snacks.
Yeah, exactly. They throw you a bone, as they say. And that's what happened with the Cali cartel and the Medellin cartel. The U.S. government was actually sleeping with the Cali cartel, and they were giving each other up there, and they were having a little civil war of who's going to control the drug trade, and basically the Medellin cartel lost at the very end, and the Cali cartel took over and still runs the majority, 80-90% of the drugs, of the cocaine that comes in from Colombia is in the U.S. because of the Cali cartel.
Now, you told a story before how, you know, your informants, government agents, you were getting phone calls, other people in your own organization were talking about these airfields.
Exactly. You know, we had satellite photos from the CIA in South America and Central America. They were all clandestine airstrips that were being used by our government to smuggle drugs into the country. And it started out in Guatemala again. You know, we were refueling in an undercover capacity, planes full of cocaine going into the U.S. And then when they were never getting busted and so forth, I said, well, something's wrong with this picture. You know, we keep refueling these planes, and they're never being seized in the U.S., you know, what the problem is. And I finally realized that it was a covert operation being run by the White House. And when it was brought up to the attention of the ambassadors and DEA headquarters, you know, the only thing they could say to me is that it was a covert operation being run by the White House, and for me to stay away from it.
And then, but you didn't stay away from it.
Absolutely not. Not only did I not stay away from it, I took it to a higher level, and I started taking pictures, and I started documenting. I have journals where I've documented the flights coming and going.
And a lot of this, I mean, never before seen stuff that you just had on a disc and in the slides, you've now gotten up on your website.
Exactly. I got over 1,000 pictures that I'm getting ready to be putting onto my website. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
People I've seen these photos when you come to town, but you're just now starting the site, and it's growing.
That's correct. And I got people that were murdered and killed by the CIA. They were tortured by the CIA. I have the original passports of these people. And, you know, families have contacted me already in regards to my knowledge of what happened to those people down
there. Well, I'll tell you, Sally, you just continue to fight for this country. I mean, you've always served this country, and you couldn't be serving this country and your family and what's good and decent and honorable in any better way. And I know it takes a lot of courage. A lot of people died trying to expose this. I know you've been threatened as well as I have. And I think it's despicable when I've heard neocons and people attack you and say you're unpatriotic for exposing this.
Well, basically I consider myself now a veteran of my third and perhaps most dangerous war. And that's the war against the criminals in my own government. I'm not about to give up. I will continue to fight till I die or whatever, but I'm not going to stop. You know, a long time ago, I came to that fork on the road. And I've decided that the road I was going to travel was not going to be an easy one. I've made my...
But you couldn't stop, could you? I mean, this is about duty.
Absolutely not. And, you know, if they can shoot and kill the President of the United States, they can definitely do me. But till that day comes, I will continue to fight to preserve my government.
Well, you know, the scary thing is they try to get these hitmen who will go kill good patriots like yourself, but they're having trouble getting them to follow orders. That's why they're trying to recruit Las Zetas and others. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. The Zetas are the ones that do the dirty work for the United States government. Not only, back in the 80s, we used to use they still continue to use the School of the Americas to train those militias down in Central America.
Well, stay there, because the death squads they trained in the 80s are now coming to Dallas, Texas, and Austin.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Selica Stillo is our guest, powderburns.org, or link through at infowars.com right now and get his book, Powder Burns. Shelley's another fellow Texan. Just makes me proud to be a Texan. To be working with somebody like Shelley, it's just wonderful. So many good people come from this fine state. There's also a lot of cowards here that need to get involved in standing up for this country. I mean, I don't like legal drugs, illegal drugs. I don't like them pushing prescription drugs on our children. And I sure don't like all these illegal drugs, but we need to decriminalize now to take the money out of this, and then these criminal drug gangs will disappear. But the government doesn't want that because they control them. Now, again, I knew from my sources and research, and it's even been admitted, you know, headline, Mexican commandos target police, threaten police, major danger, hundreds killed, blowing up cars in Dallas, shooting people, going after other drug dealers. And these guys were trained at the School of Americas. They are the official Mexican army, folks. They're seen right there with the units. They're just a covert action group. And Shelley's been dealing with these people for a long, long time. And now the crime cartel back in the White House, this is documented, mainstream news, are taking the death squad commanders to Iraq to run things. They're moving them up here. This is very scary. These are the modern Hessians, like they use the Germans. The British did in two invasions of this country. Well, these Latin American death squads are now coming to America. Shelley, tell us about it.
Well, basically, let's go back to history a little bit. And during the Phoenix programs, we had those same terrorist cells that I called the American terrorist cells that were, you know, Felix Rodriguez, Oliver North, and all those people that were involved in the Phoenix program down in Vietnam. Well, they brought the blueprints. McCaffrey brought it down to Central America, and they used it in Guatemala and El Salvador. And it worked. You know, they went out there, and they trained the death squads and so forth, and, you know, had with terrorists like Posada, Luis Posada, and Felix Rodriguez, and other individuals that were instrumental in bringing terror to Central America. And from there, that same blueprint they used in Guatemala and in Vietnam, they have now brought it to Iraq, and the same colonel that ran the death squads down in El Salvador, Colonel James Steele, is now running those commando units, death squads in Iraq. So basically, we have the same individuals, same cell groups that were in Vietnam that came to Central America and Miami and so forth, and are now in Iraq, and some of them are being trained here in South Texas. There's big ranches down here where they're training more individuals that work for the cartels.
Now, please, for those that missed that, you have evidence as a former veteran, peace officer, and then head DEA agent in Latin America, and you live in South Texas, that down there they are training these Las Zetas groups. And again, they're now targeting rival cowboys that aren't paying their cut. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Not only that, just recently, last month, we had a female U.S. Customs agent driving down the highway, and a couple of individuals drove up to her and just shot the hell out of that car, and she got hit on the ankle. And you know, they're not going to take any more prisoners. They're now going to target FBI agents. DEA agents, people that were able to get away from
being... And Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down there in the Tucson sector because it was... This is official because it was cutting in on their drug profits.
Well, exactly. And now they're planning to come to South Texas, and they're going to do the same thing here in South Texas. And there was a story just today in the paper where it says, Border Patrol agent says, you know what? We can't stop these people from coming across the border. And the reason that we can't stop them is because our government is not letting us do it.
Well, I read in the Brownsville paper, the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that they're conducting murders all over Texas, killing police officers. But it's a national secret, Shelley. It's in regional papers.
Well, one of the most major things that people don't realize that's going on, that a lot of these people are getting murdered are informants for the DEA and FBI. And basically, people don't want to admit the fact or let the public know that these people are informants working for the government.
Cop killers that work for Bush. Hello.